So Vince Carter's coming back, correct? What was this about?
It was kind of a weird thing. And Brent, I just want to establish that you can't remember what you had for breakfast this morning.
Yeah, no, it's that. Yeah, you're right. No, that's what it's an old guy thing. Like long term memory's fine.
That was epic. That was concerning how well you remember that.
Yeah, well, it just shows where I live.
Yeah. So anyways, I'm at the was quite honored actually to be at the world premiere of The Carter Effect, which is a really neat documentary that Hamilton boy, Sean Menard, mm-hmm. the director, put together and interviewed me for among a number of people, obviously.
So you're a co-star is what you're saying.
I'm not a co-star, but I had the very, very surreal experience while at the Princess of Wales Theater Saturday afternoon of being in the green room with LeBron.
Wow.
And then appearing on screen, waxing not really that poetically about Vince Carter.
Wow.
And his impact on the city. And then there'd be like some footage, et cetera. And then Drake would show up and offer his 2 cents. And then there'd be some more footage, and then it'd be like Cardinal Official, and then eventually we'd get around, I'd throw in another sentence or two. It was very, very strange.
Your street cred's never been higher, Grange. Never been higher.
My daughter actually thought it was cool. So, yeah. No, I finally arrived.
That's a high bar, my friend.
That is a high bar.
Incredibly high bar. You have no idea.
Oh, no, but, I do have an idea. Believe me, I've got a teenage daughter. I have an idea what you're talking about.
I know exactly what you mean.
So what did Masai say, and what's it mean?
Right. So the documentary was great. And as they do at these premieres, as you guys know, I mean, being aficionados and bon vivants as you are, after these premieres, they bring the producers, directors up front, and they do a bit of a Q&A. In this case, Cameron Bailey was doing it. He's the artistic director for TIFF. And it was Maverick Carter, LeBron James, Drake, Sean Menard, and then subsequently they brought up Masai Ujiri, and they introduced him. It was almost like a cliffhanger. I'm doing this by memory. I've done my memory with a couple other people that were there. It wasn't like I had my notepad out. There was kind of a cliffhanger implying there was some sort of announcement pending regarding Vince Carter, who wasn't at the documentary, by the way, at the screening. And Drake and Masai sort of bandied back and forth about who would make whatever the announcement might be. And Drake mumbled out something along the lines of, it's about time that Vince was here and he was getting a full season full of standing ovations rather than just like the one night he gets, the year he comes in Toronto, Toronto as a Western Conference player. And then he kind of handed it off to Masai, and Masai sort of stumbled a bit because now we're getting, this guy's, Vince is still playing. He's still under contract with Sacramento. So what can he say? And he ended up saying something to the effect of, somehow, some way, Vince Carter will be coming home. And that's what I tweeted out. And that kind of, for middle of the afternoon on a Saturday, it kind of got a little, quite a bit of traction.
It should happen, shouldn't it? I mean, I think we'd all like to see it, wouldn't we? I mean, I honestly would like to see it.
I think more and more people would like to see it than ever before.
Right.
And even if we'd had this conversation even 5 years ago, it would be deeply split. I did a documentary with Paul Sadu of Sportsnet, I think in 2014, 15, that sort of really created a lot of debate around the issue. And it's kind of tipped over now. I think you're right, Jeff. There's more and more would be fully in favor than this few that would still hold hard feelings. And so the question is how, right? If you could snap your fingers, Vince Carter would be a pretty good fit with the Raptors. Even this year, he's turning 41. More realistically, I think it's, somehow you repatriate him and he becomes part of the franchise. After he's finished playing, and then the question becomes, do you retire a number? Do you raise a banner? What do you do?
Mr. Grange, we're going to let you scoot. Appreciate you doing this.
That's it. There's that cliffhanger. All right. Thanks, guys. Take care.
Take care.